Amen. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the 61st Psalm. The 61st Psalm. Psalm 61, Bible says verse 1. Say, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. For the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Praise the Lord. I mean, you could say amen right there. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever, and I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. What do you think about that? Praise God. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. For so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. I want to preach this morning, the first Sunday of the new year. I'd like to preach for just a few minutes on this thought, a new year resolution. A new year resolution. Now we come to a time about every year, and it's a time of reflection, a time when we look back on the year that's passed, and we reflect on it. We look at our achievements, and if we're really truthful with ourselves, we'll look at our failures. We'll look at the times with what we've achieved, and we'll look at times of things that we've not achieved in, when we've come short, if you might say, of a glory of God. And we evaluate them to see where they stand, and we prioritize them in order to move forward for God's glory, looking for the glorious appearing of His coming. Amen? But we have there's two things we have to do in this. We have to have a personal resolution. We make personal ones, personal resolutions at this time of year. I mean, if you went all year long and you've eaten too much and you've got a little heavy and put on a little bit of weight, about this time of year is when we make a resolution that we're going to try to lose that weight. Amen? Amen. We'll try to get rid of it or face some other things that we've done through the year, and we realize that we need to kind of go in a different direction. We'll make a new resolution this time of year. You know, starting now, I'm going to make a resolution to try to change this aspect of my life. Have you ever done that? I believe every one of us have done that. We've stopped and we said, you know what? This is not going well. And if something's not going well, you can't figure on going down the same highway and seeing a different result. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. We keep going down the same highway, the same roads, expecting a different result, a different end result. But the result's always going to be the same. But if we change our direction, praise God, with the help of the Lord, amen, even physically, if we change our direction, we can make changes in our life. So we need a personal resolution, but we also need a spiritual resolution. Amen. We need to make spiritual resolutions that we're going to try to do better, amen, for our Lord. We're going to try to be use more of Him that He might get the glory. Amen. So we look at this today and we see what the psalmist here, David, is talking about, and he's making a resolution here. He's making vows unto God. Now the Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Amen. So if you start making vows to God, now we can make a vow to ourselves and say, well, you know what? I'm going to lose that 10 pounds I picked up over the winter. Amen. Or we can make vows that way, and it's between us and us. But when we make a vow to God and we break it, we'll stand accountable for that vow. Amen? We don't make vows to God. We don't make promises to God. And I will say we don't make deals with God. But we can promise God that with His help. Amen? We can't do it by yourself. You try to do stuff by yourself, you're going to come up short. You're going to end up disappointed every day. But if we seek the Lord's face, ask God to help us through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that one, that mediator of one, that sent the right hand Father to do us and show us the way that He'd have us to go, amen, we can do those things that we strive to do spiritually. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And God can make a difference. But as we look at these New Year resolutions and we look at the Word of God and we see the things that's playing out, we realize that this thing needs to be a day-to-day occurrence. Amen? Every day we need to strive for the perfection of God. Yes, amen. Amen. Strive to be perfect. You say, well, preacher, see, I just give up because I realize I'm not perfect. Yeah, but none of us are perfect. No, not one. But I said, we've all failed to come short of the glory of God. We've all come short. We've all missed the mark. Amen. But he said, Paul said, we're to strive for perfection. Try. In other words, what he's saying to our folks is we need to try to get it right. Amen. That's what God expects us to do. Paul says that's our reasonable service. Amen. To try and get it right, that we can give God, that God can get the glory out of your and my life. Amen. That's the ultimate goal. That God would get glory out of our life. What we do, what we say, and how we act. So we need to make those, not only personal resolutions this time here, but spiritual resolutions. Amen. That resolve that we have, praise God, to be just a little better this year than we were last year.
Amen.
Amen. A little bit better. Number one, I'd like to say what God would like us to do is make a new year resolution, praise God, to be a regular attender.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That God would like to see us become regular attenders. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about attenders in the things of God. You know what you say? Well, preacher, you know what? I would, but I just don't have the time. It's funny that we can make time for everything else. Amen. We can make time for this and that and the other, but we can't make time for God. I wonder within myself, what if God couldn't make time for you? We'd be in a mess, but God always makes time for you. And so He says and He requires that we make time for Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God blesses you when you do. Amen. He always blesses. If you put forth a little bit of effort, praise God, God will bless that effort.
Amen.
God will give you peace, hope, and joy, praise God. Those things that will encourage your heart, they'll just a little bit farther. It's the devil that tells you, to not attend. And not attend unto the Lord. Not go into His presence. Not address Him. Not see Him. Not look for Him. Amen. Then we know that's the devil's lie. And we know that he is the father of lies. He's never going to tell you the truth. He wants to see you defeated. He wants to see you downtrodden. He wants to see you beat up and down. Amen? He's never going to tell you get close to God, get where God can help you. He's going to tell you, you don't need that. Just stay away from up there. Stay away from prayer. Stay away from praying. Stay away from your prayer place. You'll be all right without it. I want to say the devil's a liar. Amen? We need the Lord today. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, the Bible says this, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves, of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Now, He tells us why we need to assemble together, why we need to be good attenders, so that we can come together, encourage one another. So that when a brother raises his hand and says, glory to God, amen, it can encourage us. There's probably people here this morning that may have come discouraged. And when they see people loving the Lord and lift up their hands and say, praise God, God is good.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? They can say, you know what? God is good.
Amen.
Amen. He said we need that because we need the exhortation that we get from the brethren. Amen. We need to be uplifted and encouraged, praise God, and encouraging one another. Amen. There's enough discouragement in this world to go around tenfold. But praise God, we come together that we might receive from God that we give God so that we can be an encouragement, an exhorter to someone else.
Amen.
He said, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What's He talking about? He's talking about when the Lord comes to take us out of here. But He said it's going to get worse before that happens. And said we need to be encouraging each other. That's why we need to come together in unity and oneness of mind and oneness of heart and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and lift up each other.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said before He went out of here, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Now Jesus Christ is the ultimate exhorter. He's the ultimate encourager. And without Him, He said, we can do nothing. But with Him, praise God, He said, if I be lifted up, we need to come together every time we meet, praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus. He's the one that brought us to where we're at. If you're saved today, you couldn't have been saved without Him. Because He died on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood on Calvary for the sins of the world, for yours and mine. Amen. And I want to come just to praise God every time I can, say glory be to God. I thank God for what Jesus did for me.
Amen.
He saved me, praise God. And said as we see the day approaching, we need to be exhorting and encouraging and lifting up one another even the more. We need to come together to, in order to find the truth. Amen. The truth is an encourager. The truth is what the Bible said, truth will make you free. It'll release you from the bondage of sin. It'll release you from the bondage of the anguish of this world. And it'll set you free. Pray God with a great hope in Christ Jesus your Lord, knowing that He, praise God, is the God of heaven. Amen. Amen. And when the discourager comes along, praise God, you can say, glory to God, I'm glad I don't belong to him no more. Yeah. Amen. You can look in between Beak and Bill and say, you know what, devil, I don't serve you no more. I don't trust you no more. I'm going with Jesus, praise God. Amen. Amen. Miss G says all the time, praise God, when hardships come, just shut your eyes and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. And from that, the devil has to flee.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, you say that from your heart, meaning it. Amen. There's something that'll stir down in your soul, praise God, and that'll give you to go yonder that you never thought this old flesh could have. But praise God, there'll be a stirring and a concentration of the love of God that'll manifest itself in you, and you realize, praise the Lord, that He's got you in His arms and He's carrying you through.
Amen.
I'm glad we've got a God this morning, children. Praise God, that can carry us through. I'm glad He won't carry us a little ways and drop us. You tell one on me a while back, she was talking to her mama. They was going through the drive-thru at McDonald's. And she says, Mama, she says, yeah, man. She said, I don't want to go to heaven. And somebody said, what? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, when Jesus takes me up and He takes me to heaven, I said, I'm afraid He might drop me. Amen. The logic of children. Amen. Thinking about it. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, Jesus has got you. And Samantha said, well, Jesus has got you, man, and He's promised He'll never drop you. He's never dropped anyone. He said, Father, I've lost none, praise God. Of those you give me, He said, of those you give me, I've lost none. There's going to come a day when we're going to pull up into glory. He's going to look around over the host of heaven. Praise God, which is me and you that's born again. He said, Father, here they are. The heaven, there you got. The heavenly host. They're everyone here. You can count them if you want to. There's not one missing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What a God we have. A promise from God.
Amen.
Amen. As discouragement comes upon us, tries to beat us down, tries to get us discouraged. Praise God, just realize, amen, if you're a child of God and you know the truth and the truth's in you, praise the Lord, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior, crucified, buried, and risen again because God said so.
Amen.
You can just shout your shoe soles off, praise God, for God's glory.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Realizing, praise God, there's victory ahead for a child of God. So there He said, we need to gather together because we need the truth in these last days. Because the Bible said the truth will make you free. Said we need to be gathered together, praise God, to be taught. Amen? Need to be taught the things of God. That's why we have Sunday school. So we can gather together and teach and look at the Word of God. What thus says the Word of God? So we can take time to break it down. Amen. So we take time to look at it thoughtfully and see what it's saying. Amen. What it's saying to you and I.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you know the Word of God will speak to you? Amen.
Yes.
If you don't know that this morning, you're probably lost. Amen.
Yeah.
If you don't know if the Word of God has never spoken to you, then you're lost. Because it takes the Word of God, praise God, to show you that you're lost without God, that you need a Savior. You can't just come because you want to. It takes the Holy Spirit of God to lead you in the path of righteousness because your flesh won't do it. Your flesh will never submit to the righteousness of God. Amen. Praise God, the only way He'll change you is when the Holy Ghost of God takes the Word of God, that truth, amen, and it teaches your spirit, praise God, it takes take that in your spirit, takes it in your heart, teaches your heart, praise God, that there's a great big God and a Savior, Lord God, that loves you and come to save you.
Amen.
And He shows you that you're lost. What does it mean to be lost? It means doomed and damned for a devil's hell. It means being in a world without any hope. Being in a world without any chance, amen, of renewal. And without any hope of being renewed into the right spectrum with God. It means to be lost and alienated, if you will. But praise God, because of the truth, because it's taught, we can receive it. Amen. Right way that we might be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Saved. God will save you from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen.
Amen.
He'll save you. He'll bring you up. And He won't save you and bring you up if you ain't big enough, God, to bring you out.
That's right.
Amen. He didn't save you. He didn't save you, praise God, to continue in your sin. He saved you, praise God, that He'd bring you up and He'd bring you out of your sin. Put you on a foundation that's sure, praise God. Foundation of sin ain't true. Foundation of sin ain't ain't a solid foundation. Amen. It's a slippery slope and a slip off into hell. But I want to say, praise God, there's a foundation that's sure in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we come with a broken, contrite heart and fall on our face and say, God, forgive me, a sinner.
Amen.
Amen. So we come with a resolution. Amen. To see the truth and to be taught. Amen. And as God has given us truth and He's teaching us, praise God, He's training us up, as Proverbs said, in the way that we should go. Amen. Now, if we go in the way that we would go, we'd go with the flesh. Amen. I'll just be honest. If I went the way that I would go, then I'd probably be at the house this morning. I'd probably be working and doing something around there that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ain't that right?
That's right.
If you went your flesh this morning, would you be here?
Yeah.
Now, be honest.
Yeah.
You say, well, preacher, I'd have been here no matter what. You're a lying. And if you followed your flesh this morning, your flesh was telling you, just stay in the bed.
Yeah.
Said you worked all week, you worked 6 days, this is the day of rest. Amen, you're going to take yours.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. But you know what? I've got a resolution in my heart, praise God, that this is the Lord's day. I'm going to go worship Him because I know God wants to feed my soul. He wants to fill me up to overflowing so I can have victory in Jesus throughout this week.
Amen.
And He's going to do the same thing for you. You say, well, preacher, I just happened to get up this morning. I'm going to say that's a lie of the devil. God got you up and He put you here on purpose.
Amen.
Amen. You're here because this is where God wanted you to be. You know what? It's where He always wants you to be. God wants you to get closer and closer to Him every day. Why? Why would a God big as our God want us to get closer and closer to Him so that He can get closer and closer to us? He's wanting to restore a relationship that was lost in the fall. Amen. When mankind sinned, we lost a relationship. But God says, I'm wanting that relationship back. I'm wanting that. Amen. He said, we're training ourselves up. Amen. Just like little Mia, we're training her up. We get her up and she comes to church with us. And we go to Sunday school and we pray. And she gets in. And what blesses old Papa's heart when she gets in the choir and starts praising the Lord. Amen. He said, well, preacher, she don't even know what she's doing. Yeah, right. I mean, that's just the devil telling you that. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Amen. She knows where she at.
Yeah.
Amen. She don't just do it all the time. We don't go down the road and she just do it all I can. But she does the house of God.
Yeah.
Every now and then we'll get to talking about the Lord, she'll do it. But amen. Why? Because He's training them up the way that they would go. Amen. They should go. Not the way they would go. Would go with the devil. Amen. Bible says, child left himself, bring his mother to shame. Amen. We need to instruct them. That's why we need to be here, why we need to get them in while we can.
Amen.
They grow up fast. I was talking to a fellow this week, and he was talking about his boys. They'd been out of church for a pretty good while, and they got back in church the last few months, and the Lord just really been a blessing them, and they're getting in, the children are getting in. And he was talking, he said, you know what? I didn't realize my little old boys, amen, I didn't think they was paying attention, but praise the Lord, we get out of church and they're out playing, they're doing their thing, they're looking around, but praise God, he said, they can tell you everything the preacher said. Amen. I said, glory to God, I said, that's right. And in their consciousness, I praise God, God's a moving, He's a helping, He's a molding them in the likeness of His image. He's gearing them to go the way He'd have them to go. Amen. Perfecting them. Getting them ready. So we need to return. We need to make that resolution today, praise God, to attend the things of God. To come before the Lord. Come with rejoicing, the Bible says. Come with joy in our heart. Amen. Not because we have to, because we get to. Amen. I've heard people say, well, I have to go to church tomorrow. God help you. Praise God, I'm glad I get to go to church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. On Saturday, I say, glory to God, I get to go to church tomorrow. On Tuesday, praise the Lord, I say, glory to God, I get to go to church tomorrow. gathered with the with the brethren, praise God. You say, well, I don't need it. Praise God, come and lift up the name of Jesus because I need it.
Yeah,
amen. He said, well, preacher, you're a pastor. You're supposed to be spiritual. Amen. Glory be to God. You're the parishioners. You're supposed to be spiritual too.
Amen.
You know why? Because you're supposed to encourage the pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hey, I'm not a church of one. I need your encouragement. I need you to pray for me. I need you to get happy in Jesus. Praise God. Brother Kevin, because I need to see you and see, praise God, that you love God much as I love God, and we're going to praise Him together.
Amen.
Amen. When this thing's all over, I ain't going out of here by myself, Brother Lynn. I hope to goodness, praise God, the rapture happens this afternoon, that every one of you go with me.
Amen.
Amen. And we can rejoice in what we know. Amen. We can rejoice in the truth, what we've been taught, praise God, and the training that we have to draw us closer than we've ever been, so that God can draw closer to us. Amen. The purpose, amen, a purpose of a New Year resolution. Amen. To get to a regular attendance, but not only regular attendance, but to return to the Almighty. Amen. The Bible says that we come, praise God, at the resolution that we're going to return to an Almighty God. I've got some scripture this morning I want to share with you. Several places. You don't have to turn there. I'll read them. But I just want to say that we need to return to the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of folks in the world today that have drifted away from God, and they're drifting away. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's because the Bible said there'd be a great falling away. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, we're not of those that fall away into perdition to be useless and no account. Praise God. The child of God is there to be fruitful all the days of our life. Amen. So that we might finish well for the glory of God. Amen. If you'll look in Joel chapter 2, Joel chapter 2 and verse 12, the Bible says this. He said, therefore also know, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Said, blow with the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Glory be to God. He said, it's come time. He said, it's nigh time. It's now time to draw close to God, to return to Him. Praise God. That was far off. He said, come nigh unto the Lord, and He'll come nigh unto you. I move up closer to Him than you've ever been, praise God, in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll have a right relationship with you. Amen. Bless His holy name. Only God can do that. But He said there's a need for a return. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, He said we need to return to the Lord. In Malachi chapter 3, He said there's a need for that return. He said even from the chapter 3 and verse 7, He said even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. God says, hey, for a long time you've been going in the wrong direction. For a long time you've been going in the wrong way. Boy, I tell you what, it got, bless my heart. That young man I was talking to about his family and his children, he said, for a long time, they said, we've been out there away from God, and we was doing these things that we thought was bringing pleasure to our children. They had them in games and sports and gaming all over the country during the regular season and during the off season, a traveling team. And praise God, they thought they was doing what they needed to do. But he said, you know what I figured out? I got to talking to the boy, and the boy said, I don't want to do that. I'd rather go to church on Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the mouth of babes. Amen. Come a perfect praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, praise the Lord, because what's right is right.
Amen.
It's focus and attendance, praise God. Focus and getting where we need to be, and the youngins, glory be to God, will be respectful of that. Praise God. It'll make a difference. Amen. A need to return. He said, return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? You know what they're saying? Probably a lot of folk here are saying, or have said, Lord, what do I need to return from? I ain't went out and done nothing that bad. What have I got to return? What I need to return from? Amen. He said, praise God. He said, you need to return to me. He said, everything that ain't me, everything about me, everything that don't bring glory to me. He said, we need to put it on the back burner. Amen. To have that God would have preeminence in our life. He said that we need to turn. We need to return to the Lord. He said, wherein shall we return? Amen. They said, we can't see a place we can't see a place where we left. Why should we return? He said, you're so far from God, you don't even realize that you're not in His presence. Amen. We can get to a place where we don't even realize that we're out of the presence of God. And the whole desire of man's heart ought to be in the presence of God all the time. We tend to forget that He's watching us always. Amen. He oversees us. He sees what we're doing. So we have the Lord tells you there's a need to return. But not only is there a need to return, there's a necessity to return. Why? Because look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said there's some days coming, amen, that we're going to need all the help that we can get. Listen, mamas and daddies, parents, grandparents, there's coming a day that you're going to need all the help you can get to get through this world. Times is going to get difficult. Times are hard. They're already here. They're upon us. And God said we need all the help we can get. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, He said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers, those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Doesn't that sound like where we're at today? Amen. You can take a ball and pitch it off into hell. Mom and daddy will grab Junior by the hand and jump off after it. Amen. Boy, you're getting quiet now. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. Praise God. I can remember a time I've heard people in this church say, praise God, they played ball. But when it come time to go to church on Wednesday night, Mama would come to the gate and she'd holler at them, praise God. They'd drop her gloves, they'd throw them in the car, and they'd come to church. Amen. That was when people had some priorities. When God Almighty was real and we wanted to be pleasing in His sight. Amen. There's a necessity to return because we're seeing this. He says, having a form of godliness. Wonder if that's what we have today. We have a form of godliness. But He says, but denying the power thereof. And He says, from such turn away. He says, you better get away from them. They'll drag you down. There's a whole lot of religious folk in this world. They'll drag you down into the pit. You know, religious people are okay. It depends. Amen. If they love Lord Jesus Christ, they've been born again. But there's a lot of religious folks that lost his ball in high weeds. Amen. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life because they've got a form of godliness. He says, for of this sort are they that creep into house and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust. Ever learning and ever able to come to what? The knowledge of the truth. Amen. The truth is what sets you free. The truth is what makes a difference. So there's a necessity. Paul tells Timothy, he said there's a necessity to always be returning to the Lord. That means getting closer and closer every day. Pulling your family closer and closer to the presence of God and godliness. Amen. So you won't end up discouraged. Amen. So you say, well, preacher, how do we turn? The nature of the return. He said, the Bible said in Joel, I read in your hearing a while ago, he said, praise God, come with a broken heart. Amen. Come with a broken heart, realizing that we've broke the heart of God. You know what? You know what happens when we repent? Now, I know a lot of times people repent because they get caught. Amen. Somebody from the church saw you somewhere where you oughtn't have been. Amen. Somebody at the church, maybe your family, saw you doing something you oughtn't have done. And because you get caught, you know, first time you get opportunity in the presence of people where they can see, you'll come up popping your blowgum and say, Lord, I haven't been doing good, Lord, would you please? And get up popping your blowgum, go back and sit down. Amen. That's a worldly sorrow. Amen. True repentance is a godly sorrow when we realize it don't matter who seen me, but God did. and he looked down, he seen where I've been, what I've been doing, and I know that it's broken his heart, and you follow the faith, and you say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. But we don't do that. Pride. Pride swells up in us, and we say, you know what? I wouldn't worry about that. Nobody's seen it. God does. Amen. And we need to come and repent. You know why we can't worship the way we ought to worship? Because they sin in the camp. Amen. These things that we've done that we know is wrong. Amen. And we won't confess them. We won't repent of it. And praise God. God can't bless us. These people probably sitting here today and you say, preacher, I just ain't had a blessing in a long time. Was there sin in your life? God ain't going to bless you with sin in your life. He can't. Amen. Well, you're blessed already because you're still alive to be able to come and repent of it. But these things in our life, praise God, it's a hindrance, praise the Lord, from receiving the Spirit of God, from feeling that presence of God. We ought to come fall on our face and Lord, forgive me and mean it. Because we know it breaks His heart. It won't, and it doesn't draw us closer to Him and closer to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. So He said, come, need to come with a broken heart. Return with a broken heart. In Psalms here, David tells us that we need to come not only with a broken heart, but with a believing heart. Amen. What David was saying, he said, you know what, Lord, I believe. I know that You can. I've seen what You've done. And I know that You can do the same thing again. Amen. I don't know where we get the mindset that, you know, God used to do this, but God can't do it now. Who said God can't do it now? You show me, listen, you show me in this blessed old King James Bible where God changed. God's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And what He done in the days of old, praise God, He can do in the hour in which we live.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Man, I remember at the old Oak Grove Church, my granddad preached over there. I was just about at Mia's age or a little bigger, and I can remember the ladies and the men, praise God. What a shame to praise God. Amen. God, the Spirit moved upon them, Lord God, and they'd shout the house down. Amen. Ladies, that stand up and squall, praise God, say, glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't ashamed of God. Amen. We've come to an age, praise God, where we don't believe God can do what He used to do, so we've quit praising Him like we ought to. We ought to make a New Year's resolution, praise God, to say, you know what, heart? God's the same yesterday and forever. He's the same God that brought Israel out of Egypt. He's the same God can deliver my family out of Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same family that can save old sinners. He's the same family that promised that the church could march against hell with a squirt gun, glory be to God, and be successful. Amen. Said church won't go down because He's in charge. I'm talking about something God's allowed, praise God. He said, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, we make a resolution not only to be attenders, not only to get closer to the Almighty, amen, but we make a resolution that another might be revealed, amen. We make that resolution, praise God, that Jesus Christ Himself could be seen. John said in John chapter 3 and 28, well, let me just read that to you. I don't want to mess it up. John chapter 3 and verse 28. John said this. They was asking him questions. And he said, ye yourself but bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before Him. Amen. John said, I'm not the Christ, praise God, but I'm a forerunner. Praise God. Amen. To run before. In verse 29, he said, he that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth in hearing him rejoiced greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He said, praise God, because I've heard the voice of the Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we ought to be shouting our shoes off because in the volume of the book it's written of Him. Praise God. We've heard the voice of the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. And because that, John says in verse 30, said He must increase. But what? I must decrease. Amen. Glory be to God. We need to, praise God, make a resolution this year to reveal another, praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus wherever we go, to shout it from the rooftop, praise God. The old devil tries to get us to hide in the closet. Amen. We can praise the Lord when we're sitting down at our house. I hope so. We can sit, or maybe you can praise the Lord when you're sitting in your prayer place. That secret place, away from God, maybe a car going down the road. Amen. But it's different when you go out in the workplace. Amen. It's different when we go out into the world, amen, where God told us to go and compel them to come in. Amen. But we ought to be willing to do that. We're make a resolution. Praise God. Now, I want to be made little, but I want to see Jesus big. Amen. I want to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because, why? Because Christ needs to be seen. He said, if I'm lifted up. Amen. If I'm seen, if people can see me, they'll get saved. They'll realize, praise God, there is a cause. There is a Savior, praise the Lord. There's help, amen. But we're living in a hopeless society. But praise God, there's a God that's ready to save. Praise the Lord. So Christ must be seen. I mean, not only Christ must be seen, but we talk about this in Sunday school. Christ must be served. Amen? We're studying this Sunday school. We didn't get very far today, but we had a good time. God saved us to serve. He calls us to serve. He said, I've not chosen you. He said, you've not chosen me. He said, I've chosen you. Amen. He said, I've called you out. And why? He calls us out to serve. If God didn't want us to serve Him, praise God, He would save us, take us out of here, praise God, knock us in the head, take us home, and it'd be all over. Right. Amen. But God saves us and leaves us here to serve Him. We come to the house of God to worship and praise God. Amen. Amen. To get filled with His glory and His teaching, His instruction, His training, to go out into the world and compel them to come in. Amen. Amen. You know what gets them in? When you go out there in the world, boy, and you're excited, Brother Lynn, you say, glory to God, you ought to see what we have. Amen. God just showed up. Well, God just poured out on my heart. God spoke to me yesterday down at the church house. Glory to God. Bless His name. Amen. You know what will happen? A spirit of revival will break out. There'll be folks coming from all around to find out what you're getting. And then they'll begin to wonder where you're getting, and they'll want to know what you're getting. And they'll start showing up, praise God, because they want a little bit of that too. Amen. God, people in this world want some hope. People in this world want some help. Amen. The devil's a great liar, a deceiver. And he'll say, well, why don't you just be quiet? Nobody wants to hear that. He's a liar. These people, that's a list. When we used to go preach down at the Lake Louise, the first few years I preached every Saturday evening, we'd go to Lake Louise, me and my wife, my children, sometimes the only ones was there. Praise God, we'd go down there and we'd sing a few songs, praise God, Lord knows I'm not no singer, but we'd sing the best that we could, and boy, I'd just rear back on top of a hill with that lake behind me, just like an amphitheater, and it would ring off them hills, praise God, and we'd preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes there wouldn't be nobody there when we started. Before we got done, they'd be gathering in, and they was a little old man. I think he was a little Mexican man, but praise God, he'd get down there by them big old trees by the lake, and every Saturday evening, praise God, when we got started preaching, he'd show up and he'd stand there by that tree with his ears stuck around the corner. He never did come up there in the midst of the people, but he'd get there at that one or other trees on each side of where we was preaching, and he'd stand there leaning up that tree with his ear. Boy, he's a taking her in. Every Saturday evening, praise God, one Saturday evening we was up there preaching. All of a sudden, up on the hill, there was some apartments, some homes. This lady come down through there in her gown and her robe. Amen. She had wrapped it around her. She come just to get, and I seen her come plumb off the top of the hill, Brother Kevin, just to getting it down there to the lake. Glory be to God. And she fell in her own bed, sat down. I sat there and listened to the priest, raised her hand, and just praised the Lord. And when it's all said and done, she said, glory to God. She said, thank you, preacher. She said, I worked the night shift. I got up to let the little dog out and get ready to go work in a little while. He said, I heard preaching of the Word of God like I hadn't heard in a while. I'm not bragging on me. I'm talking about God Almighty. And she said, I throw that little dog back at the house and said, here I am. She said, I hope you don't mind the way I come, but I just had to get here. Hey, glory to God, what are you saying? I'm telling who your resolution we ought to have, praise God, is just to lay it out there, glory to God. If it hair lips the devil, that's all right. We don't like him anyway. And just praise the Lord, amen, on purpose. Amen. I know what you say. You say, preacher, you know, if we can get rid of you, amen, you all time tell us we just need to praise the Lord. So I just don't feel like praising the Lord. Praise God, you'll try it one time. You might like it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sunday, you might jump in here with us. Praise God, have you a spell too. Amen. 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 Next Sunday, you might be the one that started off. Hey, glory. Amen. You just try it sometime. Amen. Just go ahead and get along at home. Praise God. And just on purpose, because you can, just lift up your arm somewhere and say, glory to God. Top of your voice. Amen. Amen. You're scared? Try it at home. Amen. Try it out. See, I believe you'll find out you like it. Because, boy, God just pour out on you. You know, we get discouraged and we get dissuaded and sometimes we feel unnecessary. Anybody besides me ever feel like that? Huh? I feel like that a lot. I'm honest. Sometimes I just say, well, Lord, what's the use? But praise God, when I feel like that, you know what I do? I just go to my prayer place and I talk to Him just as loud as I'm talking to you. I say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Praise God, I want you to abide in my heart. I want you to, when I get so weak I can't walk, God, I want you to pick me up. I want you to carry me. Amen. Praise God, He'll swoop through there on wings of an eagle. Praise God, swoop me up, glory to God, and carry me places I never knew I could go. This side of heaven. Amen. Praise God. Instead of coming out with a pout like I went in, hello? Now, I know none of you's ever pout. You don't get the droop mouth. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I come out of there different from when I went in. Let me say this morning, I'm done. Amen. New Year's resolutions, come to the house of God and not go out that door the same way we come in. But to come to get something from God personally. Now I know what you're thinking. You say, well, yeah, boy, Mama really got blessed this morning. Boy, he got a lot. Boy, Lord really helped him this morning. Praise God. What if you come and said, Lord, I want you to give me a load. Just load my wagon. Praise God, the wheels is waddling. Amen. And come expecting it. You know what will happen? God will send you out the door and you won't go out the same way you come in. We ought to go out. Praise God. If you come in with the molly grubs, you ought to go out shouting the praises of God. Saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to me. You say, preacher, he ain't really been that good. You was able to get out of bed this morning. You was able to get in a car that he provided for you. Come out of a house that he's allowed you to live under where you're warm and dry. God ate the breakfast, praise God, he was allowed you to put on your table. You go, preacher, I didn't get no breakfast. That's why most of you can't sit through a sermon. Amen. You got to eat breakfast, most important meal of the day. Amen. You say, preacher, you're just meddling. No, I'm just telling you. Amen. Don't do like my daughter. When I was pastoring and I was preaching, going different places, she always carried a pack of crackers in her purse, them little Ritz mini peanut butters. One day I got to looking at her back there and when I was preaching and she was going. I asked her at church, I said, what was you doing? She said, Daddy, I got hungry. I mean, she was about, 13 or 14. She said, Daddy, I got hungry. Had to have me a snack. Amen. But I want to say this. Praise God, if we come with an appetite for the things of God, come looking for God, Brother Rex, just to fill us up, to feed us. Come looking, amen, looking for a smorgasbord from God and say, Lord, just set the table. And Lord, you set it, and I'm just going to pull up and dine to the full. Amen. To the full. Praise God. You know what God do? God has set you a table. But He said we need to make a New Year's resolution. That we're going to attend the Lord God. I mean, just what I'm saying is we need to keep going toward God. Godliness. Amen. We need to prepare it. We need to be drawing nigh to the Almighty. Amen. So He can draw nigh to us. And we need to be lifting up somebody that's bigger than us. Be revealing a Savior in this last day. So that people can see. They're looking for Him. They just need us to show them the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.